FM and 1700 The Champ, a Cumulus Media station broadcasting from the now hiringiowa.com studios. Live from the capital city, it's Steen on Sports.
Welcome back in, everybody. Happy Thursday. Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott at your service. Steen here.
Scott here.
Nice to see you.
Nice to see you.
And little white stuff out there, so drive safe. Somebody drive safe. Somebody.
If the road was just wet. I'm not mean that, but I mean
but
it was.
Just drive smart.
Brake lights worked.
They
a lot
do.
Of them.
Having lights on work. Just our, what is that? Our little.
commentary.
Yeah, good neighbor announcement. Be good. Yeah. Be good driving. You're listening to us live on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ, AM Real Sports Talk for real sports fans. You can check us out on Twitter at 1700 The Champ, at Steen on Sports, at Scott Brower underscore 13, and at Happy Hour underscore SS. What do we have tonight? It is Thursday. That means it is, where are we at? Dun, dun, dun.
Oh. Come on, it's.
Purdy. It's up Purdy. There. It's 49ers and the Seahawks.
It's Purdy Vision today.
Well, I'm like, man, there was so much stuff on my sheet. Holy cow.
Holy sheet.
That is a huge game. I mean, it's San Francisco can clinch a playoff spot.
Right.
Brock Purdy's going to be breaking hearts if he wins another game tonight.
Right. And he's got an oblique injury.
Yeah. But Geno, everybody's hurt nowadays. I mean, they have to put him on there. They have to put.
We'll get into that. I
saw that too.
Do you think he's going to walk on water again?
I don't know. I think that it's the same thing that I've said about Tua and there are coaches in the NFL that win football games because they are just better offensive-minded individuals than everybody else.
Well, I'm looking forward to it. I'm not being anti.
I'm ready to watch.
I have enough on my plate this evening. Good heavens, we got a lot going on.
Here's the really funny thing about all of that and all of the Brock and everything. He doesn't want anything to do with any of that. It's just he doesn't want. I mean, everybody wants that. But he doesn't care about what people think. He didn't care about what people thought in Ames either. I mean, he just played.
I know, but he wins one more game. Can you imagine the amount of money Chunky Soup's going to give him, Mr. Irrelevant?
I know it. It's
Chunky Soup.
It's going to be a ton of fun.
He's oh yeah.
B Styles coming in here today at 5:21 because he is going to the hockey game tomorrow. Since B Styles isn't going to be here tomorrow. And you're not going to be here tomorrow. I'm not going to be here tomorrow. So,
but maybe they should preempt something because that dead air is not good.
No, they did. It's already because we have somebody here. Mr. Jake is the best. And we kind of went through our remaining schedule.
Whoa. What are you doing tomorrow?
Just hanging.
Oh, you got that. Got to get rid of it or lose it by the end of the year stuff, don't
yeah.
you?
Yeah, I do. And it's just it's so tough to do because it's just not. I mean, you go through this, I go through this. I mean, you're trying to finalize budgets and finalize projections, and then you go, oh, right. And then you got to reconcile the year before.
Right. And this is the time of year where it's you already feel like you're constantly going 80 mile an hour, and then your calendar goes, you know what, let's double down.
Exactly.
Because we've got the work function for the guys. We do a chili cook-off, and then it's preparation tomorrow night because we've got the entire my side of the family coming over. We're doing theme Christmas on Saturday. Oh, it's awesome. I mean, it just now it's just go.
And here's my issue, and I wanted to see if you agree with this, and I'm trying to talk this through with Nana. Love you, Nana. Love you, DJ. And Jen. Love you, too, because I think she's off now, too. So, it is one thing to get up in the dark and come home after doing a radio show and it's still daylight for 3 hours. But when you wake up and you go to work in the dark and you come home in the dark, yes. It is like, what?
Again, I say
no sunlight.
With today, I remind you, at the last break, we run to the window
and start our,
and start our vehicles because there's stuff on them. Yeah. It was, we do it every year. We do a chili cook-off. I mean, it's nothing, but it's I'll make a batch. Josh makes a batch. Everybody does their different things, stuff like that. And it was called out to me. They said, maybe you should use a different crock pot because the guys vote for you because of your, I don't know, hierarchy stature in the company.
Right.
I'm like, what? I have Graziano sausage in my chili for Pete's sake. Oh,
they're voting. They're voting for you because you're the boss. No,
That's just wrong.
Stop it. Okay,
corn, corn or no corn and chili.
I like corn because I don't like beans.
Oh, okay.
So I like corn. I'm learning to like beans. I just don't like a lot of beans, and I don't need multiple kinds of beans because it's bad enough for me to try to eat a bean and not four beans.
I get mocked at because mine gets a little too Italian sometimes and thick, and they're like, is there noodles with this? I'm like, really? I have my taste.
I do too. And I'm becoming, the older I get, the more I like chili, which is good.
Oh, man. It's our thing. It's our go-to.
I'm going to announce sponsors, but we're going to hit one here so we get them all in today. All right. So Northwest Bank, Woodman Controls, Des Moines Orthopedic, Heritage Building Maintenance, and Palmer Group. Also, as always, with BetMGM and Come and Go, that goes without saying. So go ahead and pick one, and you can read the first one. How's that?
They're there. Heritage Building Maintenance. All right.
Gotcha.
Provides quality health-centric building maintenance and janitorial service throughout Central Iowa and the Midwest. Heritage is future-focused and driven by technology to find a healthier and more efficient way to serve their clients. They believe they should provide the first line of defense and proper health care, be industry leaders in implementing health-focused innovation and technology. Provide peace of mind and protection for future by being a certified partner in science-proven microbial control to provide an advanced levels of janitorial service to their clients. Go to heritagebldg.com. Check out more and learn about cleaning and the future of janitorial services.
Man, you're good.
You know what? You can tell that I don't stop by the bar when I come here because you could not do that after a couple of drinks. I'm just saying.
No, I agree with you. We hit everything. Your biggest story of the day. I'm going to let you start.
Oh, man. There's.
I probably should have told him he was going to get the first story.
There's different, dude. I printed out everything as far as NFL schedules. I printed out you a bowl set schedule, so we can talk about that. The women's basketball, the men's basketball, the whole Drew Brees thing kind of cracks me up. And the more I got into that today to figure out kind of the, we'll talk about it. Okay, so you know, it came across that Drew Brees was hired back at Purdue, where he's an alum.
Yep.
As interim assistant coach.
Right.
Well, their head coach was the one that went back to, I think it's Louisville.
Yes.
And the youngest, the fifth youngest FBS coach was hired there, and I had his name here a second ago. But it was
a really good hire, by the way.
Who had
spent some time at Purdue as well. So.
Well, and with that being said, though, it's interesting the way that it was said, because he's an interim assistant coach, but he is a countable, if you will. In other words, they look and say, okay, he's part of it. Oh, with that being said, you are okay to recruit. But to me, when I heard that with their, okay, you've got a coaching transition with everything that's going on as far as the I always call it the trade portal, excuse me, the transfer portal and NIL and all these different things. Somebody said, okay, we need to make sure there isn't any hemorrhaging, if you know what I mean, with people leaving. And, oh, my Lord, who is a better Boilermaker bandwagon guy than Drew Brees, for Pete's sake?
I agree with that. No lightning or anything around him from his lightning commercial that backfired out there.
No.
I love Drew Brees, by the way. I thought he was really good on TV. And for everybody out there that thinks doing TV is no time, I mean, it took a lot of time. He's like, I can't spend this much time away from my family.
Exactly.
I get it, you know.
And he's such a Boilermaker honk that, I mean, it's perfect for him to be able to jump in. Do I think that he's like, man, I'm really missing something. I need to go in coaching. I don't think it's all about the coaching. I think it's Drew Brees out there saying, be a Boilermaker, right?
Yes. It's really funny because it does matter. It matters. I thought this was another one today too, just staying on that same level. Mississippi State today hired their defensive coordinator, who was Mike Leach's like right hand, and they did it very quickly. He happens to be African American, so I think that I don't think that college football goes through the same stringent rules that everybody else did, but I think it was trying two things happened after Mike Leach passed away. We were all sad. Everybody was sad just because you lost that guy.
Right.
The second was they needed to do something to relieve the pressure and the tension of everybody in the football program. That's a great way to do that. Have this guy. He's gonna lead you out of this, and you all love him, and you already knew it. Right. And they acted really quickly. They could have taken time and went through a process. Is he going to be the head coach forever? I don't know. But I thought that was, if the university could have done anything to uphold Mike Leach's stature, it would be to hire somebody right away to come in and just keep rolling with the program. And right. I thought that was pretty cool. I thought Drew Brees doing it as well is a really good job too, and it's needed. You have to have full staffs, and you have to do that. I'm telling you, I know you're still not buying in, but if you're within a 10 state radius of Colorado and you're dealing with Deion Sanders, right. Have you seen some of his social media? He's like, if you want this, if you want that, if you want to be the guy and you want to be this and you want to get drafted, don't come here. Right. If you want to learn, you want to get better, you want to be part of a family. I mean, he's doing it the right way.
Right.
But it's you're going to have to change. And that's what these coaches are.
It's one of his first meetings in the locker room with him. He's talking about there's no hats.
Yeah.
There's no hat. I mean, in one by one, you sort of slowly saw people take their hats off and put them down. I mean, it was.
And that's the way he is. And these coaches now have to realize. And it makes it very difficult because this goes against their whole demeanor. Once I bring somebody in here, they're going to be in here because of me and this program.
Right.
You have to re-recruit every year.
Right.
Because if you don't re-recruit every year, then people are going to leave.
Right.
And then you're going to have to go out and get more people in recruit on top of already the recruiting that you're doing. Do I think that's a great thing? No. But do I think it's long overdue? Yes.
Okay. But we talked about this. It's not going to be a one year for success. They're going to give him two to actually be they're not going to come out of the chute being a success.
Colorado.
I mean, a winning season in a bowl?
Yes.
Yeah.
To be a top
playoff?
No. He's got too much. I mean, Colorado hasn't been good for 5 years.
Right.
He's got too much, but he had to go somewhere with his schedule and travel schedule that he does, it had to be a hub. I mean, so it either had to be Atlanta, Denver, somewhere in California. I don't think he wanted to go to California. Nothing was open in California either. But it has to be somebody that he can fly in and fly out of and go and do as he wants. Because he still is, no matter, yes, I'm Coach Deion, he's still prime time. He's still prime.
There's still, like there's still a Deion industry that he has to run.
Absolutely. And I think he'll have family coming in and out and doing all that. But, I thought Drew Brees doing that. I think more people, the more college football turns into be like NFL football, except for they're not making more money than you, because NIL kids aren't making more money than what the coaches are,
Right. Then
I think you have more control because
yes.
NFL coaches are now learning they don't have all the control that they thought they have, and college coaches are definitely. I mean, when you're talking how they want to have, and anything that's going to change at the University of Iowa is that Kirk Ferentz is going to have to buy in to doing new things, and even this transfer portal thing, they're doing it right now. I guarantee you, he's in meetings kicking and screaming, and I guess not kicking. But he's being Kirk and just see, I'm terse right now. I'm very terse.
Yes.
But I mean, I think they went to him and said, you know, no matter what you want to do with Brian, and you're going to have to do something with Brian,
right.
You have to change the way you do things, or we're not going to have any players here. And we need to get players also coming in.
It's you have to, your way is the way. We get it. And it's been great for a long, long time, but sometimes. Working. Sometimes they'll pass you, and your car's still running great, but they're going to pass you.
And you may think, you had some things going on down at Nebraska that weren't going their way. They're spending a lot of money. Matt Rhule's got a lot of money in his hand, and Matt Rhule can flat out coach.
Right.
and you have to change your ways. And hopefully that's what they do. Matt Campbell is too. He just can't go, hey, it's a process. It's a process, and you need to change it because you need to change people. You can't continue on how you're doing. So I think all in all, I think the situation for both sides, I thought Iowa State might lose more people. I thought Iowa was going to lose less people, and so I was surprised. But here's one, and maybe we'll get David Eicholt on next week when we have our 2 days next week on Tuesday, Thursday. Maybe we'll get David on and say, you know, those couple of wide receivers that you let go, you watch the Big Ten. Great Big Ten teams aren't full of a lot of 5'8", 5'9", 5'7", wide receivers that are fast. They're 6'1", 6'2", 6'3", wide receivers that are fast.
Right.
And I think that maybe as much as we loved Arlen Bruce or Keegan Johnson or any of those guys, you have to change. They got the tight end stuff down. Now you have to get the wide receivers down, and you have to get the quarterback down. So it'll be interesting. But
because what was one of the other Michigan players that was buddies with?
Yeah, Cade McNamara, and then he brought his tight end, that Eric All.
Eric All, that's right.
Who also, you know, that's a great pickup, and he's a good player. Still, he was, you know, you had this guy and this guy and this guy and that guy.
Right. They didn't get the number one.
No.
He didn't. Yeah, didn't.
But it's still a good get for them because they just lost their tight end. They lost a great tight end.
I know,
and you have to do that. So, and keeping all the recruits, and I think they're doing that. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about the Big Ten because my big news of the day, I thought, and we'll talk about it right here in just a second, is UCLA and USC got the approval to move to the Big Ten in 2024. So now we'll see. Yeah. That has ramifications, and we will tell you what those ramifications are when we come back in this next segment. You're listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. We're glad we're here. We also have a good talk today of coffee instant, or what's it called? Coffee makers. That'll be a good one. We'll bring that one in too.
Connect with Steen on sports at 1700thechamp.com. Real sports talk for real sports fans.
Welcome back in, everybody. Once again, happy Thursday. Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott coming to you live on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM, bringing you your sports your way every day right here. Oh, wow. Busy, busy day. We have Thursday Night Football, 6:30 pregame. You'll get first 22 minutes of Zach Gelb, and then they'll jump you into Thursday Night Football. Huge game. Brock Purdy. Geno Smith, Seahawks in a little bit of a losing streak, but haven't lost to the 49ers in a while. I mean, it's been kind of lopsided there. So, very interesting game tonight. And for all of us in this general neighborhood, just trying to figure out if Brock Purdy can keep up what he's been doing. Now
that
guy,
I will tell you this, that I was listening to a morning show in the background or whatever, and the, oh gosh, I forget what his name was. But anyway, it was on Dan Patrick's show, and the guy was talking. But you go into a situation of being a smart reliever, if you will, mm-hmm. And so that was good.
Yep.
And now you're going to a game, there's still no study on you, and you're still just you're the spark. Now you're going into a game where you're the expectation. He said it is a whole different set.
It is. On the road.
Of pressures. Loud. Yes.
No Deebo Samuel.
Right. Do I want this Disney-esque perfect fantasy movie to keep going on? Absolutely.
I think he's gonna struggle a little bit, but I think they're gonna win. I really do. Yeah. But Seattle needs the game more. I mean, if San Francisco wins, they're in the playoffs.
Right.
Seattle has not played well recently.
Well, and you know, listen to everybody. Everybody's looking past this game that it's a W already.
Yeah, their defense has not played well either, which doesn't bode well for them because the teams that are going to is teams that can rush the passer. And Tampa Bay could, but they didn't have people that could actually defend on their back end either.
I can't wait to see McCaffrey tonight because he seems to be the barometer of what the speed, the pace, the feel of the game is going to be. And if it's his day, it's his day.
Yeah, I agree. This segment is going to be brought to you by Woodman Controls. Woodman Controls Company is Iowa's intelligent building solution company. Provides designs, engineers, installs, programs, and services, HVAC, lighting, card access, and camera control for the entire state of Iowa. They can fully automate your building and improve efficiency, comfort, and security. Located in Ankeny, Iowa, go to woodmancontrols.com and look for various high-end employment opportunities in development, project management, field or service technicians, and many more for an outstanding automation machinery manufacturing company, Woodman Controls. I love Woodman Controls. You also have on Saturday, you have Northern Iowa at Townsend State, and then you hop in. This is that weekend right now till the end of the football season. NFL takes over for college football. Then you get three games on Saturday, three games on Sunday, your Monday night game. It's the greatest time of the world.
It's a lot.
So you get Ravens, Browns, and Dolphins, Bills. And just a quick one, and we'll talk about that later. It's perfect for the Dolphins.
Right.
They're going to Buffalo, 9 inches of snow and cold. What could go wrong?
Okay, if you read the reports, hey, it's a mindset. Don't worry about it. We're going to be fine. So we've got on here the Baltimore, Cleveland, Miami, Buffalo.
Yes.
But because of conflict. But there is actually the noon game, which is Minnesota, Indianapolis.
Right. That was, yeah, and that's an important game for Minnesota.
Yes.
And I love all the people that want to trash on Minnesota, and I get it. Maybe they deserve a little bit of that because it just doesn't seem like they ever win games the way you're supposed to. Who cares? They're going to get a first round. I mean, they have a shot at getting a first round bye, and they're going to get a first round home game. Not a lot of teams like to go to Minnesota and play in that atmosphere. That's loud atmosphere.
I can't wait to – Sweet Chuck's going up. My nephew's going up to the game with his dad this weekend, so I can't wait to hear the environment. But funny you would say – Skull. Anyway, funny you would say that because I do have another buddy of mine that he's the one that his daughter was for the Iowa State football team. She did the social media stuff, things like that. Yeah. For athletics. She now works for the Cincinnati Bengals. So he's a big old lifelong Vikings, but he sounds like he's been more more involved with Cincinnati. And,
nice.
And we go back and forth about Minnesota and Miami. And yeah, he's like, we're paper giants. I'm like, dude, you guys are doing great. Yeah. No, we're not. I'm like, wow.
You just got to
buy in.
Not
used to winning,
folks.
Man.
Yeah, just don't ever look winning, no matter how it is. There's too much. Okay, so to jumpstart this, and I'll tell you my thoughts, and then you can poke holes in it.
Okay.
So the Pac-12 conglomerate voted, so UCLA and USC can go in 2024. They have to pay Cal Berkeley, I don't know, like $2 to $4 million for so many years.
Pff, yeah, exactly.
Change.
Bar tab
and nothing, you know, nothing really, no big things. But so the ramification to me is for, and it was the same way when the Big 12 lost Texas and Oklahoma, doom and gloom for the Big 12. And what are you going to do? Those are your two biggest TV markets. What are you going to do? And then leading up to them leaving, and they're leaving in 2024 as well, is they just haven't been really good football teams. They have been poor football teams in to their standards. But what our Big 12 unit did, they went out and they picked up BYU, Houston, Cincinnati, and Central Florida. Mm-hmm. And said, okay, so everybody thinking doom and gloom and the Pac-12 and the big and that's the underlying story, right? The Pac-12 and the Big Ten and the ACC said, hey, we need to stick together. And after that happened, you know, they're like, well, you know, the Big 12's on its own. And then when we grab that, and they're all still like, you know, we all got to stick together. But the Big Ten was sticking together just good enough to say, we're going to take your two best teams and we're going to bring them to our conference.
Yeah.
So the Pac-12, no matter what their commissioner wants, and he's one of the better commissioners, and it starts with a K, and I always mess it up anyway, so I'm not even going to try. I think before that came out that UCLA and USC were leaving, I thought, man, he's a player, he's gonna get this. And well, I don't know how much he got. There's no way that they can end. To backtrack one step, the Big 12 and Brett Yormack said, oh, I still think that's going to happen. So we're going to go and we're going to do our TV early.
Mm-hmm.
So now they have the third best TV package. And the Pac-12, without USC and UCLA, no way they get to the money that the Big 12's at. Right. So I think that's going to allow the Big 12 to grab a couple more. And you know, Arizona and Arizona State have – excuse me, not Arizona and Arizona State. Is it Arizona and Arizona,
Arizona
State?
Arizona State, yeah. Washington State.
Yeah.
Whereas
– and Memphis. I keep putting Memphis in.
But – like you said, Washington feels more like a Big Ten.
Yep. Washington State is way more Big 12-ish than...
Right. But for some reason, we keep hearing that it's a Big Brother, Little Brother scenario. If you take one, they want you to take both.
Right.
But, I mean, I...
Now, the cherry on top now is to get Colorado. Because that was what he was thinking.
Right.
He was... Kolelnikov, or however you say his name. That's what he was thinking. Okay, if we can get them to not let USC and UCLA go, now we have Deion. His presence is going to help me get money because they're going to want TV watching.
Oh, absolutely.
It. But without USC and UCLA, I mean, there's your right. two. That's your two marquee.
And
squads.
What does Colorado feel like for you? I know they're former Big 12, but what do they feel like to you?
I don't think they ever should have left. I think they got coerced into leaving.
Okay.
And I also like Utah. So I would go Utah, Colorado before I go Washington State.
Because you think Arizona State
I think Arizona State is a done deal. Right. I really do. And then you have to choose. And I like the Colorado.
Sorry, that's Compton, California. Yeah. Calls me every other day. I don't know why.
I like not Colorado. I like Utah. I wanted right. to grab Utah because I think that's a number one.
I just like saying Utah. Utes.
That way. Because every time I say Utes, then I think of Home Alone or Joe Pesci. I think of Utes. Utes. Or what's the other? Not Joe Pesci, not in Home Alone, but in...
No, you're talking My Cousin Vinny.
Yeah, My Cousin Vinny. Yeah. Utah brings in that, we need that person for BYU and Utah. So there's your close proximity game that you get mm-hmm. home and home. That's why I still think we need to get Memphis, so Central Florida, Memphis mm-hmm. have a home and home. That's not stopping them from grabbing Gonzaga for basketball either. I think that's almost a done deal. So I think the Big 12, with this happening, I think the Big 12 is in a better spot. I thought maybe it would be, if they kept USC and UCLA, it'd be a draw. But I still don't think the Pac-12 gets as much money. Main reason they don't get as much money is if you're trying to pull from, leave the East Coast out, but if you're trying to pull from the Midwest out for TV times, mm-hmm. you're still, if it's an 8 o'clock game on the West Coast, that's late here for people to be up watching
right.
TV.
It's
just not a good avenue there. So I don't know. It'll be interesting. All they had to do was pay money. I mean, they wanted everybody thought they were going to come down. Yeah, no, they had no.
And it's funny you'd say that because it's with our friends, you know, from Washington State, watching the Cougs. Man, I had great intentions all season long. I saw a lot of beginnings of Coug games. Mm-hmm. Never saw the end.
No, it is a lot. I thought this was some other big news today. The Iowa Hawkeye wrestling program, mm-hmm. not men's program, but wrestling program, got a new sponsor today. Did you see it?
You mean the wrestling program, the men's and women's
wrestling
program. The entire program.
For the Iowa Hawkeyes.
For the Iowa Hawkeyes. Lay it on me, Steen.
First time UFC.
Is really?
Sponsoring the Hawkeyes. That's a pretty big NIL thing.
Yeah.
I thought that was pretty cool. And well deserved. I mean, Spencer Lee is wrestling with no ACLs. That's a UFC thing. And if there is anybody that is UFC, is there anybody more than that than Tom Brown?
Well, and it's funny because I follow the Hawkeye wrestling on Twitter, mm-hmm. and one popped up the other day for the women, and they just got a gal from upstate New York or something like right. that. Her last name is Frost, and it's just a picture of her with the Hawkeye logo behind it. It says Frost Warning with her arms crossed. I'm like, oh
yeah,
this would be fun to watch.
That would be. See, I love that. I love that part. So it just some interesting things to come down the pike there. And We'll take this next segment. We'll talk about that game tonight a little bit too, the 49ers Seahawks game. I did have another one that I wanted to talk to you about, and it was.
Well, I want to talk to you about.
Okay, you hit me with that one.
Okay, and it's with tragedy comes problems,
yes.
If you will, sometimes.
That's right.
And it came across.
I'm glad you're here because you got a better memory than I do.
Well, I'm younger. It came across that, and it was from a Mississippi State insider, if you will.
Right.
Guy's name is Steve Robinson, and it came out pretty quick that through third party, not directly, that there was player poaching.
Yeah.
Right out. I mean, not
like
long after this, and this gentleman, Steve Robinson, put out not a report, but I mean, it was on social media. It says, getting some reports from some college coaches working through third parties and trying to get some of the Mississippi State football players to enter the transfer portal. If you are doing this, then you are a disgusting human being. If I get evidence to support this, I will make you famous.
Yep. Name names.
Okay. And then the thing is
I think that's why Mississippi State got their coach so quick.
Right.
I mean, said, yes, we're going to do this because of that.
Am I surprised that it's happening? Did no. Did I mentally go, oh man?
Yeah, I can't believe somebody would do that. College athletics.
Somebody is taking a just horrific situation of somebody who's taken too young. I mean, what a iconic person taken young, all these different things. But I'm thinking, oh no, somebody's going to take advantage of this situation, and it's just too bad. But I mean, for this guy, Steve Robinson, to say do it, you know. That you're gonna reap the consequences because I am going to slather you all over the media.
And they have to realize, even with third party, that you're doing these with these kids, and these kids are grieving, and these kids love Mike Leach.
And they're kids.
It's just I don't understand it. And you had that loss. You had Sean Miller, who's been under investigation for 5 years. And the NCAA tournament, and I'm so mad at both sides that I don't even know what to do. I'm mad at people who are, you know, it's just, it's out of whack.
Well, and you heard that they're talking about coaching Hall of Fame, that he can't be in the coaching Hall of Fame because he doesn't have a 60% plus, you know, winning percentage. Oh, I think there should be some sort of loophole.
Yeah, with all the things that are out there about coaches and some of the things they've been doing and all the horrible stories, and you have a great story, number one, you put him in the Hall of Fame, and then you put a trophy for something in his name because he did it the right way. He did it with love and comedy and I'm looking for the word, not awkwardness, but what's the word?
Naivety.
He's
your aw shucks you always talk about.
He is, and it's awesome to be around it. You're listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. You're coming to us live on 101.3 FM, 1700 Champ AM, Real Sports Talk for real sports fans. One more segment in this first hour. B Styles coming up at 5:21. We'll be right back.
Council. Brewed in Des Moines. You're listening to Steen on Sports. 1700 The Champ. Real sports talk for real sports fans.
Welcome back in, everybody. Once again, happy Thursday. Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott is live right now. And from looking outside, snowy Central Iowa. Please be safe. Steen here, Scott's sitting across from me. We welcome you in. As always, we're having a blast and our off stuff is even as good as our on stuff. We need to savor some of that sometimes, but hey. You are listening to us live on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM. You can check us out on Twitter at 1700 The Champ, at @HappyHour_SS, at Steen on Sports, and at @ScottBrower_13. Facebook's at 1700 The Champ as well. Tonight, 49ers Seahawks pregame at 6:30. So you get a little bit of the Zach Gelb show. So we appreciate that. And partner, you got the read.
Northwest Bank. Huge surprise, right?
Yeah.
Northwest
yeah.
Bank. Commitment you can bank on. Taking care of your personal business, mortgage, agricultural, private banking, wealth management, insurance needs every day your way. Locations in West Des Moines, 2 in Ankeny, 1 in Ames, 3 locations in Omaha, and many across the northwest side of the state. Northwest Financial Group earned its top workplace award for the eighth year in a row, by the Des Moines Register. Check out Northwest Bank's mobile app for ease of doing banking whenever your phone is in your hand. Also, take advantage of applying online to loans from Northwest Bank. Once again, don't wait and open an account with Northwest Bank. Commitment you can count on. Member FDIC.
There you go. Thank you very much, Northwest Bank.
You betcha.
Okay. Where were we at?
We were talking, what, Pac-12? Yeah. No, we talked going on with Mississippi State.
Somebody's got to stop that. Maybe the person that could stop it. His name happens to be, and I wrote it down.
Steve Robertson?
No.
he's the guy that's going to call you out if you do it.
Yeah.
The new coach?
The new NCAA president is Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker. Imagine that. He's leaving politics to go into working for a nonprofit who's not a nonprofit anymore, the NCAA.
He's leaving politics to go play political games.
Yes. That'll be very interesting. This is his biggest job that he has, is how does he have a job in the next 2 years when the Power Five conferences are going to go, yeah, we don't need you. We have our own, he's got a lot of work to do.
I just see Kevin Bacon in Animal House. Everything's fine. Everything's just hysteria around him. Everything's fine.
That is not going to be. It's not going to be a good thing. I saw Fran had a couple of comments on the transfer portal today. That's another one. I get it. Man, I'm not against being old school because I got an old school heart in me.
Right.
But man, you can't at every corner, you can't just keep kicking it. You can't. You're not. And I say this because I love watching the hockey. I mean, I love watching Patrick McCaffrey play basketball. I like watching Connor McCaffrey play basketball. The really funny thing, and maybe this is part of Iowa's success too, because they've taken players. I mean, nobody was offering Luka Garza, and right. To be really honest, he got chastised
right
huge for offering scholarships to the Murray twins early. Like nobody else was going to offer him. Why are you offering him early? And those three people
have very, very special
turned his basketball. And you throw Jordy Bohannon in there, as much as people, you know, he's a good basketball player.
Yeah.
You know what? And his deal is he wasn't speaking for himself. He was always speaking either for the team or somebody else. He never was grandstanding for himself.
Right. You want to throw blows at us, throw blows at me.
And you see people say that about, well, Connor McCaffrey is you know, he's just growly and growly and he's like, he talks too much. I'm like, my God, I wasn't very talented either. And I did way worse things than he did. And the reason you do the things that you do is so you, oh, that's me. Wow. Sorry. I have no idea. Oh, that's because I was looking at Mr. Charlie Barker there.
Yes.
It is. You have to take advantage of, you know, you have to change the dynamic when you're playing basketball. Basketball is so different than football because all the trash talking and that in football, man, you're on an island, you know, and there's a right. bunch of you. So if you're yapping and you're getting somebody over here because you're yapping, you're getting somebody over here in trouble and they're getting their heck beat out of them. Right. On the basketball floor, if you're yapping, it's you and against everybody.
Right.
And it's nothing, you know, I don't care if Fran gets technical fouls. I don't care if he has the Fran face, as long as he's winning basketball games. And that's what he has to do. And it'll be interesting to see what happens. But
I'm telling you, and I shouldn't say this out loud because somebody's going to steal this and make a million. we need a t-shirt with that look that he had and just say passion matters.
It does.
Because that dude has passion.
He does have passion. One of the biggest problems that are facing coaches and colleges right now, it's pretty funny, is imagine that you're offering kids all these NIL money and all of the NIL money isn't coming through and you're not able to pay them. And it's happening in a lot of different places.
Promises, but nobody's fulfilling.
Mm-hmm. Imagine that.
Imagine that.
Imagine that.
Broken promises. Yeah. Weird.
It is an issue. And you know, and that's why when all this was going on and you had some people leaving Iowa and some people leaving Iowa State, they kept going, you know, for Iowa, it's the swarm grouping, and for Iowa State, it's I can't remember the Iowa State one,
but it's the collective, yes.
Yeah, what the initiative or collective is. Right. It's very important. I mean, your stability as a program has to be fed through there, and you know, you're going to see what happens if you know that's the part where Jamie Pollard's bought in. I don't know if Gary Barta's bought in, but Jamie Pollard's bought in. So you have to see what you can do on that. I've been dying to ask you this all day because I want to, you know, rack your brain a little bit. Have you ever remembered there being so many different times where there are so many different weather events going on that are horrific that you can't even track them all?
See,
I mean, you're getting snowstorms and tornadoes.
You're not going to get me down this rabbit hole.
Why?
Because it's not okay.
I didn't know it was a rabbit hole. I'm just thinking it's really funny. I don't think it's because of global warming. I just want to know what's going on.
No, I just it's
who did we make angry?
We hear about everything.
Now. No, we do.
We hear about a little creek overflowed in Uruguay, and we hear about it. And it's all these things are happening throughout the world. They always have been happening throughout the world. It's just somebody with a cell phone camera in Southern Europe can take a 2-minute video, and then we see it everywhere, and we're like, oh, it's raining. It's raining over there. It shouldn't be raining. Yes, it does.
I remember, so this would be 27 years ago, because Zach is, well, a little bit less than 27. And my mom and dad, who came and picked up Zach, because they did that a lot. You know, we were... We were parents, but we had, my mom and dad wanted to have some, you know, so they came and picked him up, and we had a snowstorm, dude. So we're trying to get out to pick Zach up.
1995.
Yes.
Okay.
After the fact of, you know, and I'm driving on Interstate 80, and you can see pavement, but the snow drifts are 12 feet up in the sky, and you're driving through this one little thing to get out there. And I'm like, so, because that's what people say to me. Well, it's never snowed like this before. Oh, yes, it has.
See, you know, I grew up, the first part of my life, you know, my elementary school years was in Carroll County, right?
Right.
And Carroll County
is. It snows in Carroll
North, County. Yeah, north of 141, it is flat. And until I think Alaska, possibly. So when the wind blows and it moves.
Everywhere.
Seriously. I remember seeing pictures of the road graders before there were the big V-plows and all these things. And the drifts were bigger than the equipment.
Oh, yeah. I just remember in 84, 85, you're thinking, wow, snow's not that bad. Until you have to walk to class or shower where it's just coming in, even though everything's closed, there's snow drifts in your shower room. And you're like, yeah, I love snow, but not anymore. Until
back in the days of college.
You have to then worry about people worrying about snow. That's where I'm thinking, yes, as now, you're saying,
right.
It's sticky, and I'm saying, oh my gosh, I mean, that's $125 an hour. Click, click, click.
Oh,
click,
yes, with click, your, with,
click,
yes.
Click, click, click. And people go, well, why is snow so expensive? Because not very many people want to deal with it.
Exactly. But, being in the roofing supply business, a lot of the guys that would be there, they would shift gears from roofing in the summer to moving snow and there's not a one of them that are like, this is awesome.
No. Even though it's lucrative, it's long, and nobody's ever happy. And after you've been up doing it for 24 hours, you have me calling going, hey, we got an issue. You're listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. We're coming to you live from the studio, 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM, Real Sports Talk. for real sports fans. We're going to talk NFL. We're going to talk college football when we come back, top of the hour.
Here's a look at traffic on 101.